You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue, that lip-smacking good food I always talk about. Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond. And this is your host, Miguel, otherwise known as Michael. That's right, Michael. And I'm here with two fabulous people. That's right.
Now am I right? Here with four fabulous people.
Well, I'm talking about them in studio. I'm going to introduce them in a minute.
All right.
To my right, we have my beautiful wife, co-host.
That's right.
Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
And we have to my left, our guest host, the fabulous, his name is Dan Spoon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
We're glad
and
to
behind
have
the
you.
Scenes, not in our studio, behind the scenes, behind the glass, we have Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
You already know.
And we have the beautiful Charlotte. Charlotte Massey. Say it again. They didn't hear you.
Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
So listen, folks.
We have some callers.
If you want to know what we're all about, we say we're the bridge. The bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're here as far as to entertain you. We're supposed to give you some fun, some entertaining, some prizes, and also educate you a little bit, and at the same time, hopefully give you a job, get you a job, employment. Right now, we have on the line right now a man calling in from Dade City, Florida. Dade City. Am I saying that right, young man?
Well, you are. Hey there. Hey,
oh,
how's it going?
It's him. It's him. Lindbergh. I didn't know it was until I hear the voice.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Greg. The Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Mr. Beeple.
Good. Been doing well. Just counting the days. Still turkey day.
Your mom is a good cook, huh?
How you doing otherwise?
Oh, yeah. And I was sick recently. Missed a lot of work.
What's the matter, baby? What's the matter?
Oh, just had a horrible upper respiratory virus.
Oh, should have called me. I could have got my wife to make you some chicken soup.
Yeah, I just made some yesterday. I'm going to freeze it. Yeah.
Good old chicken
really?
Soup.
Got to teach your mother how to
make Jewish penicillin.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your name? That guy who's on the phone right now, the fabulous Greg, right? Did you get him a T-shirt?
You already know.
Okay,
so you gave
your
size. Thank you for calling in, Mr. Greg.
Hey, Greg, sure. I thought of you last week. Larry McDowell called in from West Palm Beach, and the Braille Club is going to be having some beatball activities.
Yep, we thought
and they
about
were
you.
Looking for yeah. experts, and I thought of you.
I did hear that. That's awesome to hear that they're promoting the game and getting people out there playing. That's really
right.
neat.
All right, I want you to listen to this next guest
we're gonna
calling
take
in right now.
Call.
He's fabulous. Thanks for calling in,
Greg.
Thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So same to you and your parents and your brother.
Okay, right now we have a caller.
Okay.
Listen to this call. Listening audience. His name is Bill.
I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
He will tell you in a second.
Yeah, it's
Bill, listen to this. He's retired.
Yes, sir.
Right, Bill, you're retired?
He just jumped right.
Well, it looks that way.
Yeah, okay.
It looks that way, yeah.
Well, let me just tell you the people a little about you, then I want you to talk.
Yeah.
Bill blew me away when we started talking. He told me about himself. Right, Bill? Now let me say this right. Well, you worked for the radio station for many years. Is that correct?
I worked for several, actually.
You worked for several.
42-year history of three different jobs.
Right. But there's a punchline here, so people should know it. Right? And the punchline is, you're totally blind. Is that correct?
Yeah, I made my dream happen.
You made your dream happen.
All right.
So how long you been blind? Wait a minute. How long you been blind?
I was a preemie. They gave me too much oxygen in 1946. Yeah.
So you've been blind from birth. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That's what you told me. Now, what the amazing thing is, I want you to tell everybody, what did you do at the radio stations? That you had a job and you worked at the radio station. What did you do there as a blind man? What did you do?
Well, the first job I had, I messed around the University of Florida from 1965 until 1970. Left some hard stuff for last. So I left the university, got my FCC radio telephone first class commercial ticket, and went down to Homestead, and the elderly Jewish man who owned the radio station liked my $40 a week price, and so I got the job as his engineer. In the meantime, they found out I was also a board operator, so it turned into a full-time job.
Wow.
But how could you work the board if you're blind?
Well, the board was simple. I mean, it was just like, as I recall, it was a 10-channel board. It was a Gates board, really old stuff from the 50s, full of vacuum tubes. And so I did a few hours of my own show every day, not a lot, you know. And then the rest of the time I was running around doing stuff for other people, like setting up remote broadcasts and, you know, whatever they needed. And then the remainder of the time was devoted to just keeping stuff running.
Now, how could you work the dials? You couldn't see them, so how could you work the dials?
You just turn them. I could tell when it was about right. There were pointer knobs. You could, you know, you switched, like, straight up and down was probably a pretty good level. If you had them too high, you could hear the meter going boing, 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 and then you turn it down.
Mm-hmm. So it was older equipment. Bill, how do you pronounce your last name?
The crime page in the newspaper.
I didn't hear that one.
Something again. Page.
Coppage.
Oh, Coppage. See, I never would have guessed that. Coppage. Almost, yeah, like cabbage, Coppage.
My mom and dad stayed together for 6 weeks and couldn't stand each other. Isn't that wild? And I had a chance to meet my dad after I was grown, and we got along great.
Now, Dan, you any questions to ask him?
I was just going to say.
Bill, I'm a fellow Gator, so I was a little bit after you. So I was there. I made a career out of going to the University of Florida. So I was there for 8 football seasons.
Wow.
Well, I put a radio station on the air in Louisville back in 1989. It's on 1430.
Yeah.
And it's actually on the same tower with WBVH.
Okay, I remember WRUF and WGGG and some of those channels.
Yeah, WRUF, of course, was 850.
Yeah.
And Ed Slamak was the engineer there when I was there. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not, but I actually did some FM on Saturday mornings at WRUF FM for a year or two.
Well, Bill, let me ask you. So now that things have moved along and moved to being digital, were you in for that revolution, and did it make your life easier or harder as a blind person? Because I know when a lot of my stuff moved from dials to digital, it got better in some ways and more complicated in others.
That's true. My last 10 years that I spent with Salem Media Group, lots of digital stuff at the transmitter. So the guy down the street from me, his name is Johnny. He liked electronics. He doesn't have an FCC license, but he and I he was the eyes of my team, and we spent 10 years taking care of all of Salem's transmitters in Miami.
Okay, so you kind of got a teammate there.
If anybody has
That's
any questions, if anybody has any questions for Bill, if you're curious to know how he managed work there as a radio engineer, call him up. I know there's a lot of ham operators that are listening out there. They might be curious They're into radio.
407-894-1680.
I am a licensed amateur radio operator, and I do radio for Civil Air Patrol.
Uh-huh. We have a lot of ham operators.
So, Bill, I have to ask you, related to the storm, being in Homestead, what was it like when Andrew came through in 2000, and were you involved in all that being on the radio?
Connection isn't good.
We're losing you.
Are you moving around, Bill? Maybe if you just stayed in one spot. The phone goes in and out. I don't know if that's because you're moving while you're talking.
I'm pretty far from the cell site. I'm standing up on my couch right now to get all the altitude
we're on a
I
break.
Can.
Right. Have to stay there.
Hold
Don't
on,
go away.
Bill.
We're going to break. You have to stay there. Don't go away.
We'd love to hear about Homestead and Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah. We're going
to
break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind to Me on Radio Show.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're talking to Bill. Bill, are you still there?
I'm still here. I came outside. I think my cell phone's a little more reliable.
Okay, we were wondering how far up on the couch you're going to get.
We were doing a visual.
For those people that are just tuning in right now after the break, we're talking to Bill, and Bill's retired.
Bill Coppedge. Coppedge, now I have his name. Coppedge is his name.
Toppage?
Coppedge, with a C.
With a C, Coppedge.
Right.
We're talking to Bill Coppedge. Bill is a retired engineer.
Radio engineer.
And he's born blind from birth. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very interesting situation because here's a man who has worked in radio his whole life, and he was a board op and working all the dials
Amazing.
Behind the scenes, and
Amazing.
He's totally blind yeah. from birth. Bill, you're on.
Maybe
talk.
Chris has some questions for him because Chris is the board op here and the engineer. Chris, why don't you say hi to Bill?
Hey, Dr. Bill. How you doing, sir?
Real good. Nice to meet you, sir.
Listen, let me tell you, first and foremost, I'm extremely excited and proud of you. Because you didn't let anything stand in your way. By any means necessary, you were eligible to go in and to complete the task and complete the job. Now, my question... Now, my question to you, I know you've been doing this for quite some time, going from reel-to-reel, cart tapes, tape players, to CDs and to now MP3s, how are you eligible to maintain and go and figure all this out?
Well, the first job I had, we used turntables, so that was no problem. And we did have reel-to-reels. We had an automation machine that had reel-to-reels, and there were carousels. And somebody else put the carts in the carousels where they were supposed to go. The program director would load them up. So they kind of played automatically, so I couldn't grab the wrong one. And the tape reels were a snap because you just put a reel of tape. If you know what, you know, you keep your boxes in the stack, the order that they go, and you know what time they're supposed to play. You make a braille copy. I made a braille copy of the log. It was a few pages for my operating time, you know. And then the rest of my time was pure engineering, fixing the transmitter or making field strength measurements in the case of a couple of stations that were directional that I worked for.
Wow. I mean, and just listening to you, and throughout the whole matriculation, you were blind.
Yep. He's blind from birth.
Oh, yeah, but it was my dream, you know.
He lived his dream.
Yes, sir. I'm excited. You make me want to do this even more now.
Well, let me tell you, I actually put a radio station on the air in Gainesville. It's on 1430 kilohertz. I did it in 1989. And my niece from West Palm Beach came by to see me, and she took me to breakfast. And she is now a druggist in West Palm Beach, so she must have done okay at the U of F. But I'm assuming that 1430 is still on the air in Gainesville.
Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing.
Bill, we're going to have you back another time because it's tremendous to listen to you. You're an inspiration to all these people out there, especially those people talking about to you, sitting on the sofa and saying you can't do anything. Here's a blind man, totally blind from birth, that worked as an engineer on a radio station. That's amazing. Amazing, Bill.
Well, I'm still doing one job. My original job in Homestead on 1430, it's now WOIR, is programming Spanish Christian to the huge number of Hispanics in the Homestead area. And the guy says, send me a bill. But I'm really sure that it helps keep a lid on the activities in Homestead. They say there's more people carrying guns there than any other city in the country. I can't verify that, but his influence, L.A., it's his church that owns the station now. So I'm doing his transmitter stuff for him still, and I'm 72.
Bill, before we go, let you go, Dan had asked you a question. What was it like during Hurricane Andrew? We lived in Broward County, but we know what happened in Kendall and Homestead. So what was it like there when you were on the radio and with
him? Yeah, I can tell you. I was at the Channel 6 tower inside of kind of a prefab building with the transmitter, and the tower came down about 4 o'clock in the morning, but I did not know that, except for the fact that the transmission line that went from the antenna to my transmitter went flying out the wall. I thought, well, something big has happened, you know.
Yes.
But I didn't know what. And Gordon Smith, the transmitter super, when the hurricane had gone by, he says, you know the tower's down, don't you? And I went, boo! You know, I didn't know.
So you didn't know what was happening. That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Well, you wouldn't. All the wind and the rain and the noise and stuff, you know. I just knew that my transmission line had gone out of, you know, had been torn loose out of the building.
Did you stay at the station during the hurricane the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for calling in, Bill. We appreciate it. We'll have to have you on there air again.
Yeah, that's fine. Anytime. But I can tell you, those people said, well, why were you there? I said, well, I'm here to tell about it, aren't I?
There you go.
You guys have a great show, and thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill, coming on the air.
Thanks for
God
participating.
Bless you. Stay well.
And
go Gator.
Yeah. Go Gator.
Stay
That's
well.
Right. Take care, Bill.
Bye-bye. Now.
Okay. It's time right now for trivia time. But I want to do something a little different. When you call in, if you know this song, I'm going to ask you if you want to double or nothing. And we'll play another song back-to-back.
Oh, you know our audience. They're not going to
Well, we'll see. Last time they said they didn't want to try it. So we'll see. Play this trivia, 407-894-1680. Here we go, first trivia. Here we go.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Who's singing the song?
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Who's singing the song?
Make this world a better place.
Okay, 407-894-1680. Who is going to call in and tell me who that group is singing? Who that's singing? Okay? And if you call in, we will do a double or nothing if you want to. If you don't, well, then we won't.
Dan, since we have time, mm-hmm. why don't you tell us a little bit about your role as first vice president of the ACB?
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Be happy to.
Good.
Well, so the American Council of the Blind is a consumer group. It's made up of, about 20,000 blind and visually impaired people across the country. Mm-hmm. And we have 500 probably plus chapters across all of the United States, local communities, cities. And then besides that, of course, we have the second level, which is really our state affiliates. You all are very close to Sheila Young, who's our Florida Council of the Blind president right now.
Yep.
And
yep.
then at the national level, we have a set of officers and board members. And I was fortunate enough in 2017 to get elected first vice president after serving on the board for 5 years. So, it's kind of a duties as assigned as the first vice president. So, whatever they ask me to get involved in within the leadership group, I try to take it on and do the best I can. I've been very involved with our audio description project as the chair of that, which audio description I know Lynn and Michael, you all know it quite well, but there's many facets of audio description. So it could be going to your local movie theater and mm-hmm. getting an opportunity now to see an audio described film as it comes out. Last year, all 9 of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture for the Oscar were audio described, so we've really come a long way. The new Department of Justice ruling that took place here, went into effect July of 2018, now requires that all digital movie theaters in the United States, that they offer audio description equipment for all of their movies. If the movie is audio described, they have to show it in all their digital theaters, which about 95% of all theaters in the United States now are digital. There's very few analog theaters remaining. So that's pretty well a very common thing now. We've also worked very hard with a lot of the streaming services. So Netflix, Amazon, Apple. We worked with them to make sure that they offer audio description for all of their original content and for a lot of the content that they repurpose from television shows and from movies. So there's now, you can go to our website, acb.org/ADP for Audio Description Project, and there's now a listing of over 2,300 titles that are audio described
Wow.
that you can pick up either through streaming, from Apple, any of those services together. There's just a lot of opportunity out there for people to see audio described movies and shows.
That's really nice.
We've had Dr. Joel Snyder on the air a couple of times talking about the Audio Description Project.
Yeah, Joel's a fantastic advocate for audio description. He does an amazing job. I was talking to him the other day. It's amazing where audio description is going. He actually audio described the video game competition from Mexico City. These things are huge. Microsoft now simulcasts these. They're really shows. They're broadcast shows where they show these gaming contests, and it goes all over the world. And he actually audio describe the gaming contest as it was taking place.
Wow, that's complicated.
Yeah. Well, can we have a call on the line right now?
Sure.
Who's on the line right now?
All the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, we got the one, the only, Dr. Patricia. Patricia,
hello.
Patricia, can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Yes. Patricia, put down your line.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. She says she know the answer to.
You know the answer? But I have a question for you.
Who Cares by Diana Ross.
That's right. You won. And I got
a
question for you.
Congratulations.
You just won. Now, before I tell you what you won, would you want to play Double or Nothing? You think you know? I can play a song and see if you know who's singing. You want to play Double or Nothing?
Explain to her what that means.
What? Right now, I'll tell you right now. You just won yourself $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts, right? Now you could lose it, but if you win, you'll get yourself. Listen to this one. You'll get yourself a $25 gift card at a place called Olive Garden. $25 gift card. Okay,
it's
you think you
want
to try or not yet?
It's you don't have to.
You don't
it's
have to.
Choice.
You don't have to.
So you can either take the $10,
or you can lose it, or you can go for the next song. I'll play the next song and see if you can get it, and you'll win $25 gift card at Olive Garden.
You know, I'm picturing Michael here. You know, he's
like a game show host.
Yeah.
If you know, let's put it this way.
Like Drew Carey
song,
and Lynn standing on door number three, and right. Mike got a big smile, and for $25.
Yeah, like, let's make a deal.
Right? Mike, let's make a deal, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Price is Right.
With Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
So if you know that song, you'll probably know this song. It was a big song, I promise.
Wait, she didn't say yes or
so
no.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah. All right, go.
You want to go for it?
Patricia's in.
All
Michael,
right, she's going to go for it.
We need some music,
play the next
Chris.
Song. She's in. Let's see.
Need some drum roll.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boat, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be. Under the boardwalk.
You got it, Patricia?
You think you know who it is?
No.
Can I help her?
Yeah, give her a hint.
Give her a hint.
All right, Dan's going to give you a hint.
Oh, see, what's the hint?
I think I know a good hint.
By the ocean.
No,
picture.
But you're
picture. Listen to this.
But you're looking
Patricia.
For the name of the artist. Or
no,
just
the name.
The song?
But I'm gonna give you a big hint. Here's the big hint.
Wait a minute. Billy Ocean.
No.
No.
That was.
I was gonna give you a hint.
No, that was just.
No, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear what you just said. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Right,
no,
Michael,
but I'm gonna give
on.
You a big hint. Okay. Pretending you're by the ocean.
That's what I meant.
Or a lake, and a piece of board is going by. What do they say? What's happening?
Huh?
What's happening? The board is going by. It's just
I don't
going
like
along.
That clue.
Floating.
What?
Floating.
Drifting by. It's drifting.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Drifting by.
Okay.
It's drifting by.
The sea?
No. The name of the group is called The Drifters.
Oh.
The
okay.
Drifters. I'm sorry.
I don't like this Double or Nothing thing,
you don't like
Michael.
The Double or Nothing?
No. What do you think, Dan?
That's okay.
No. I think we should give her the Dunkin' Donut contest.
All right,
yeah,
Dan says we're
going to
give it
to
Dunkin'
I don't
Donuts.
Like Michael's contest.
Okay.
We're signing with you, Patricia.
Okay.
Well, so, you know, don't make it easy for me.
Well, Dan makes me feel bad that you didn't win.
Oh, right. Well, so I didn't win. That's okay.
No, that's all right.
All right. Listen.
Talk to Charlotte.
Charlotte, you got her name and address on her $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to make people feel bad.
Thanks for calling in, Patricia. We're going to go
okay.
to break now. So
we're going
to
break.
Talk to, Charlotte.
Make sure you get her address. We sent a $10
gift
card.
All right, so you're good for the month now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Patricia.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to break. There
I
go.
Thought it was easy what I was saying, especially about that ocean, about the drifting going by. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Be right back.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Any part of this show that you missed, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, which I hope you do, just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D. So any part of the show you missed, you want to know anything more about the show, it's all there. Or any advertiser you missed, it's all there. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now we got a caller on the line. He's calling in from, I believe, Orlando, Florida. His name is Tom. Tom, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
All right, how you doing, Tom?
Hello, Tom.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
to you.
Same to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to... Dan was talking about the audio assist, and I just... on most of your newer TVs now, they have the audio assist settings. So if anything is broadcast in an audio assist, it automatically comes on for you.
Right.
But it, do they all have to be smart TVs, or is it just a newer TV?
No, they don't have to be smart TVs. In fact, you can even get what they call, it comes through what they call your secondary audio programming channel, or SAP. And you can actually pick up SAP through the normal digital airway. So you don't even have to have cable. I mean, it can come through just with a normal digital antenna.
Yeah.
You know, for your, what the FCC requires that the four broadcasting channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, that they broadcast 7.5 hours a week of audio described programming.
Right.
Yeah. So okay. So you can get it just through that. We have had a lot of challenges to get audio description passed through with what they call set-top boxes on cable networks, cable affiliates, and so that's been a challenge. Florida Council of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind is working very closely with Charter Communications, whose brand name here in the Orlando area is Spectrum. They've had a lot of challenges at actually being able to pass. They can pass audio description through, but what they don't have right now is an accessible set-top box,
right,
which is mandated by the FCC. Was mandated as of January of 2017. So we're now a year and a half into this. And it's, I should say December of 2017. So we've been into it for a while, and we're really continuing to work and advocate with Charter to try to get them to get their set-top boxes set up. They're in a little bit of a tough situation in that they bought Bright House and Time Warner at the same time that this law was going into effect. So they're through a process now of trying to get all the equipment synced up between three different major cable providers that are now under the same umbrella of Spectrum.
I know. We were just going through some of the settings on our TV, and I said, oh, there's, you know, my friend said, oh, there's Audio Assist. I said, oh, it's already on the TV.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because, it is a newer TV, but it's a setting on the TV and came with it. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's coming. Please stay tuned. I mean, there's more breaking on it every day, and hopefully we'll continue to work with Spectrum and get to a good solution here in the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tom. Did you give your size for your T-shirts? What's on you out for Christmas?
Oh, I did last week.
Yeah, I did last week.
Well, thanks for calling in, Tom. We have another caller. Have to move along. Thank you, Tom.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
And then I have to ask Dan a question.
Bye.
We have Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina, calling in. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, but I'm here, Mike.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Okay. I just want to chime in on Dan's situation there with the language barrier.
Yes, with my Lyft ride, yeah.
Yep. Well, up here in Greensboro, a lot of it's Middle Eastern people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the way I look at it, at least they're, even with this broken English, they're trying to learn English, at least enough to get around. And the way we are, us Americans, before you even, set foot in the country, we expect you to know our language fluently. Now, think about your ancestors. So they didn't know much English. No. What I'm trying to say is, we don't try to learn any other language, but to help us get through with them, even if we go to another country, we only try to learn a couple of key phrases, like where's the bathroom, and we expect everyone else to know
our
language.
There's one difference, Kevin. The difference is you paying them to take you somewhere, and if they don't know how to take you somewhere, then you're paying them for a service they're not delivering.
Right.
Big difference.
And I've had an opportunity to take a lot of rides with a lot of different drivers. And like you say, Kevin, I mean, 90%+ of them, even if English is not their first language, they have enough English to be able to communicate with you. It just, puts us in a very difficult situation. If you're sitting there as a totally blind person and your driver cannot communicate with you at all, it does put you, you know, the GPS will get you close, and for most times that's good enough. But here, like with the radio station, it's a little off the beaten path, so you've got to be able to give a few directions when you get to the end of the route. And unfortunately, it just ended up being a little bit of a difficult situation tonight. But in general, I completely agree with you. I'm inspired by most of the people that pick me up for a ride. There are people that are working hard, living the American dream, and doing the best they can to support their families. And I have some great conversations with them. Yeah.
Yeah, because I ran into that a couple weeks ago when I went to upgrade my phone. My driver originally took me to the wrong place. I was like, oh, we walked in and they said, oh, welcome so and so. I said, oh, wrong place. He said, okay, we'll go find it.
Yeah.
So I had to show him what the name looked like on my phone, and went right there.
Well, luckily we figured it out, so we made it here safe.
Wait a minute. So, Kevin, I noticed in the book that your address wasn't there for a shirt, so please give Charlotte. We'd like to send you a shirt, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Okay, you do that.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, and your size.
Although you should have my new address.
I think I'm not sure if I do, but send it again, and I need your size.
So now I got to ask you a question. Now I'm going back to Dan.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin.
Dan, I got to ask you the question.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin. So, Dan, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think most people listening to this radio show don't belong anywhere? Why they just don't belong anywhere? As far as your group or some other group, why do you think they don't belong anywhere?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that make it up. I think what we're learning with the American Council of the Blind, and I'm sure other consumer groups have learned the same thing, is you really, in today's day and age, you have to offer value. So you have to offer what they would call added value. Why is it worth my while to join your organization? So I think the first thing that we've got to learn how to do is really to tell the folks out there, our blind and visually impaired community, the value in becoming a member of a consumer organization.
Well, let me just tell you one more point.
Mm-hmm.
As I start telling you off the air, there is a restaurant chain that I like. It's called Arby's. I'll give them a free plug. Great roast beef. I like it.
Yep.
But about 6 months ago, the Arby's near us, before they started advertising, you can go there, there was nobody in the place. It was like dead. And I mean dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since they've been advertising so much and crazy, they've been advertising, and they have the slogan, "We have the meats." Mm-hmm. Well, you can't even get in the parking lot, let alone get in the restaurant. The restaurant's packed. The parking lot, you can't find a place to park just to get there. The drive-thru, forget it, it's crazy. Where did it all come from? Marketing, and marketing. Yep. Most places that are in the blind community don't market. They think, word of mouth is going to get me, but it doesn't work. They don't spend any money. They don't market, and they expect to go from 20,000 to 30,000, to 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, from standing there twiddling their thumbs. Okay. And it all's supposed to happen like that. Why do you think these people in the blind community don't market themselves?
Well, I first of all, I completely agree with you, Michael, that one thing, at least if I speak for the American Council of the Blind, we need to do is do a much better job of marketing, getting our brand out there. We've worked very hard over the last year to develop a new website and get that visibility out there. We now have a presence on Facebook, on Twitter, through the social media networks. But in general, the overall advertising is and marketing is really something that we're kind of funny as blind people. And I can't speak for all blind people, but we've kind of been trained as we grow up to kind of be passive and kind of, you know, take life as it comes to us and be happy however it works out. And it's really an attitude adjustment. We've got to get out there and be proud, really talk about our accomplishments, talk about what we've done to make a difference for the community in general and for blind and visually impaired people.
I'll just tell you about this radio show. This radio show, since we've come on the air, is double, tripled, quadrupled, and getting bigger and bigger because we've gone out and advertised, we market the radio show, and we keep on doing it. And the bottom line is most companies that are in the blind world, I don't know, they think going to a trade show is going to do everything, and it doesn't. They're all dying, and they go out of business. One by one, they go out of business. Or they merge. This company takes over three companies. This guy takes four companies. And it all happening because none of them are marketing.
Fellas, we're going to go to break, and we come back.
We have Eugene. I understand on the line. Eugene, hold.
We have to take him
Don't
quickly.
Go away. We'll be right back with Eugene.
Please hold, Eugene. We want to talk to you. So.
We're going to break. There we go.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners. This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics.
Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at iwanttoknow.com. That's EYE want the number 2 KNOW.com. iwanttoknow.com is an accessible website.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Here we go. We're back. Yes, we are. This, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Well, we have on the line right now, Eugene. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, I am. I want to say hi, Lynn, Mike, Dan, Chris, and Charlotte. I just wanted to wish you and all the listeners out there on behalf of the Pinellas Council of the Blind a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember that we need to keep in our prayers all the people that were displaced because of the hurricane and those tremendous fires that are out.
Yes, we are. Yes, yes.
That's right. Well, thank you, Eugene. And Eugene, you're so from correct.
Pinellas County, Florida. Did you get your shirt?
Not yet. I've ordered it.
No, we haven't ordered them yet. We have to wait till everybody calls in the 50 people so we get all their sizes right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for bringing up about the fires.
They're all in our prayers.
All right. Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Eugene.
So, speaking of Thanksgiving, we will be here that Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we hope that you will be here as well joining us. And it'll be a nice, casual, quiet show if you'd like to call in and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, what you did for Thanksgiving or what you didn't do for Thanksgiving. And Spark Therapeutics guest Dr. Dawn DiCarlo, she's an expert in inherited retinal disease. She'll be calling in, but we'll just have a nice quiet show.
And we're going to have some trivia. I'll tell you right now, we're going to have some trivia with some great prizes. And I'll tell you right now, the prizes will be some nice, well, I'll tell you one right now, Alexa. We're going to be giving away some Alexa, the computer Alexa.
So those people who don't have Alexa
might want it. We're going to send away freebies, Alexa. Right. So if you win next week, we're going to have some great prizes. So call in next week. We're going to have some great
prizes. Share your Thanksgiving weekend with us. We would like that.
Yep.
So that's it.
And we'll be playing, beginning to play some Christmas songs next week.
So
Dan, thank you very much for calling in and coming in.
That's right.
Thank you.
We love having you, Dan.
Thank you, Michael and Lynn. I really enjoyed being here. And have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. And
same to you. We wish
when's
you
the election for Ace? When's the elections for ACB?
The ACB officer elections will be this year at our national convention, which is in Rochester, New York, July 5th through the 12th.
Okay, we'll have to come. You'll have to come back a few more times. We're gonna have to push you for president.
Okay, thank you. We'd appreciate that.
We'll have to push you for president. A safe trip to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving, you and Leslie, and have a nice visit with your family.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, shout out to Chris for rescuing me at McDonald's. Thank you, buddy.
A night to remember.
Right, right.
There you go.
Chris, thanks for coming to us today.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, thank you for being here today. Lynn,
yes.
Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome, Michael. All right. We'll
and
see you all next week.
All of you, thanks for listening. Thanks
Happy
for having
Thanksgiving.
You.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let us come into your home. Love you all. Stay well. God bless you all.
And
see you
next week.
And a
shout out to bye-bye. Pat and Bill Spoon, my loving parents,
there
and
you
my
go.
Wife, Leslie. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Stay well. Bye-bye.